Wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody had been listening tonight when Eddie Cantor got through? Don't turn your dials. I'm coming now.
Hollywood, Procter & Gamble brings you the Red Skelton Show, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Yes, it's the Red Skelton Show, brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family walk.
Tide's in, dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
And now from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, O'Connor? Hey, I believe congratulations are in order.
Yeah, Red, my wife Sylvia and I had a baby last Saturday.
Oh, and you're up and about already. Good boy. Hey, when was the baby born?
Well, it arrived at 6 p.m.
Just before the prices changed, huh? Hey, was it a boy or a girl? Now, there's a brilliant line. What else could it be?
It's a girl, of course.
Yeah, how much did the baby weigh when it was born?
9 pounds, without booties.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Hey, you know, my butcher came over and weighed my little girl, Valentina, the other day, and he says she weighs 25 pounds. That's with bones. So the baby weighed 9 pounds, huh?
Yeah, Red, and you should see that kid.
Yeah.
Everyone says she looks just like me.
Oh, stop kidding. You weigh more than 9 pounds. Wait, what's her name?
Well, we haven't decided on a name yet, Red.
You haven't? Mm-mm. Hey, why don't you call her California?
Why?
Well, it'd be different, you know. Instead of saying, California, here I come, you can say, California, come here. That's a good one. I wish it had been in.
Oh,
well, back to the funny stuff now.
Don't worry if they don't laugh, Red, you know. I say, don't worry if they don't laugh. You still have your newspaper out.
Yeah. You know, for a guy with another mouth to feed, you take an awful risk, don't you?
Well, speaking of newspapers, that reminds me, tomorrow is National Newsboys Day.
No, oh, just a minute. It's not newsboys. They prefer being called newspaper boys. Mm-hmm. I know how they feel, because I'd rather be called a comedian than a comic.
Well, whoever called you a comic?
Hmm?
I say, whoever called you a comic?
Nobody. In fact, as a matter, I don't think anybody ever called me a comedian either. But getting back to the newspaper boys, those fellows really have a tough job, and it's dangerous, too. You never know when a dog's going to bite you, you know.
Well, now, that's stretching it a little too far, you know. Don't you know that science has proven that if you're not afraid, a dog won't bite you?
I know science has proven that, but has science found a way to pass it on to the dog?
Well, you've got to give those newspaper boys credit, you know. They really know how to sell papers.
You're not kidding. They know all the tricks, you know. I get a kick out of the newsboys the way they stick the... You're driving a car, and they stick the paper right up the windshield. And the headline says, Truman declares war.
See?
You hurry and you buy the paper, and he moves his thumb away, and the rest of the headline says, on high prices.
Tell me, Red, were you ever a newsboy?
It's news... Not newsboy. Newspaper boy. Oh. We've got to have a little dignity about this thing. And they're not selling... papers anymore. It's journals they're selling.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Leave me alone. I'll make up something. And there's no more of that extra, extra. Read all about it. That's out from now on. From now on, it's attention, attention. Familiarize yourself with the content.
You know, that sounded pretty good, Red.
Huh?
I say that sounded pretty good.
Better than what was written there. All remember the newspaper boys in more ways than one. They're not just boys you're doing business with now. They are America's future.
Tide's in, dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
Hey, gal, them's pretty strong words. The hills is full of good soaps, and the woods is calling in new suds and discoveries.
Well, Dad, I don't care how many washing products you've met up with.
I don't care much for that joke, either.
The gal is right. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. Procter & Gamble's amazing Tide gives you a cleaner wash all the way down the line. Sheets, shirts, work clothes, everything. Tide leaves them all free from dirt and more, because Tide also removes dingy soap film. That's a remarkable kind of cleaning power. Yet Tide is safe, truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, colors come to life as Tide washes away dulling soap film. Tide actually brightens them. And here's the story on white things. In hardest water, Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. Tide keeps them white, too, week after week, never turns them yellow. There are many washing products to choose from, but only Tide gives you all this, the cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Four Knights will sing one of their most recent Decca recordings. Most recent. It's the only one they made. Walking with My Shadow.
Walking with my shadow, feeling kind of blue. Walking with my shadow, wishing it was you. Strolling all alone every night, it just isn't right. 'Cause you ought to be together with me, holding me tight. Walking with my shadow, talking to the breeze. Walking with my shadow, lost in memories. Darling, won't you please come back? Ever since we've been apart, I'm walking with my shadow, 'cause you're still in my heart.
People you will meet sooner or later.
You ever met a fellow that hires a lawyer to defend him and then he really messes himself up by telling the court in his own words how the thing exactly happened? They're called Willie Lump Lumps. And you'll meet one sooner or later.
Will you please hurry, Willie? We're late and you're the first case on the docket.
Look, I'm walking as fast as I can on my knee.
And I hope you'll remember to let your lawyer here do the talking.
Oh,
or you'll make a fool of yourself.
Well, I'm tired of you doing it.
Doesn't the fact that I'm your wife mean anything to you?
Oh, yes, but there's no way out of it, I guess.
Oh, when I think of all the men I could have married when I was younger.
Yeah, I know. Washington, Lincoln, Marconi.
Look, I'm not so old. I haven't got a wrinkle in my face.
Well, what are them things, dents?
You're the only one who thinks I'm old.
Oh, yeah, then why was it the last time we went to the museum they tried to arrest me for walking out with one of their mummies?
me to marry you?
What's that again?
Why did you ever ask me to marry you?
You got an awful short memory for someone who put the cartridges in her father's gun.
Look, Willie, if you want me to defend you, we'd better hurry.
All right, take it easy.
This court is now in session. First case, the city versus Willie Lump Lump for disturbing the peace and willfully destroying property.
Now, that's me. I'm sorry I was late, Judge, but you know what a rotten parking facilities you got in this burg.
Order. Order in this court. I see you're charged with destroying a parking meter on Main Street.
Is that what those things are? I thought they were to keep score on how many pedestrians you had. Did you know that I put a penny in one of them things and it registered 30 and it scared me to death? I thought I lost 110 pounds.
You see, Judge, you see, he thought it was a scale.
Yeah, and I wrecked it because I didn't get my little fortune card out.
Well, that was stupid.
No, it wasn't, because just about then a guy with a badge came out from nowhere and he told me my fortune. He said I was going to meet the judge the first thing today, and I'm glad to meet you, fat boy.
Order, order.
Look, if you think I'm going to say I'll have a beer, you're nuts. Even I won't hear you joke about it. Let's not get your gravel and a gavel and an up. If I were you, I'd do something about those parking meters.
Why?
It's going to cause a lot of confusion, you know. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, everybody will be wanting to get their own little town and settle down. You know, them parking meters are going to hurt my business.
What is your business?
They're going to hurt.
I say, what is your business?
Oh, wouldn't you like it?
Come on now. What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm a motor mortician. That is a parking lot attendant to you.
I see. Do you own your own parking lot?
Yeah, but I didn't intend to. You see, I was going to build my house on it, but I ran a little shortage of essentials. I ran into a shortage of essential materials.
What kind of material?
Money. Here's the kind of lines I like. Just one word. Well, I couldn't build my house to open the parking lot.
You see, Your Honor, my client is in a very nerve-wracking business. An irritation sometimes arises that calls him to lose self-control.
Attaboy, Frank.
I see. Now, what is there about the parking lot that irritates you?
The people that bring the cars in the big car. I can't stand those people that pull in right in the center of your lot and then walk away with the keys.
Well, it does constitute a problem. What do you do with such cars?
They are known as my target for today.
But you are careful, aren't you?
Oh, yes. The other day, a fellow told me to be very careful about denting his cars, see?
Well?
My partner said they were the neatest dent he ever seen.
Well, doesn't it irritate the customers when you bang up their fenders?
Yeah, but they think they own the world.
Doesn't it irritate your customers to bang up their fenders?
He's happy for a judge, isn't he? Does it irritate him?
Yes.
It helps. Hardly worth going back for.
Tell the court what other things that parking customers do that irritate you.
Well, they think they run the world, you know. Mm-hmm. They want their car parked right where they can drive it out. They don't want any cars in front of them, and that's pretty hard to do on my lot. You see, my lot's shaped very funny. It's only 8 feet across and it's 300 feet deep.
It sounds like an alley.
Maybe that's why the trucks keep going through and unscrambling the car.
From a guy that used to store lead pencils.
Willie, will you please let me handle this case?
Well, go ahead.
Well, I see in the complaint that one Jim Harkins charges you deliberately damaged his car. In your own words, tell the court what happened.
Well, Your Honor, it was like this. This guy drove in one of them new 1949 Super Deluxe jobs, and I don't want any 1949 cars on my lot.
Why?
Because a guy that can afford a 1949 car can afford his own parking lot. Well, this guy drives in and he says, "Hey, stupid." I know he's talking to me, but I don't want to.
don't like anybody calling you stupid?
Not anybody, just people who know me real well. Well, anyway, he says it again. He says, "Hey, stupid." Well, sir, the hair in my ears starts to bristle. And I don't answer him. I just say, "Yes, sir." You see, I'm cagey about that. I don't let on. I don't let him know he's got my goat, see? Because in a couple of minutes, I'm going to have his car.
Willie, please, think hard before you say anything.
Mind your own business. After all, I know all about law. I've been admitted to the bar. Play out of it. I got this judge right where he wants me. Well, this guy says that. Can you... Don't explain them to each other down there. He says, "Can you park it without scratching it, stupid?" Yeah, but it'll cost you a dollar. It's okay. Here you are, stupid, he says. Well, I don't care if it's a dime parking job or a dollar parking job. I don't like for anybody to call me stupid.
Willie, you've already said that.
I'm going to keep on saying it until I find my place now. Well, sir, I open the car and I get in, I sit down, and I'm pushing them buttons that run the windows up and down, see? Mm-hmm. Well, after a while, they start going slower and slower, and then the battery gets a little weak, and the window don't work at all, see? Well, it's hot in here, so I take my shoe off, and I break the glass, and I ask the guy how to start the car. Well, sir, he got real nasty like. He said, "Where did you learn to drive, stupid?"
What did you do?
Well, I shifted the car into reverse, gave her the gun, and I drove it backwards 60 miles an hour and maneuvered it in and out of all the other cars and parked it in the slot without even a scratch.
Did all of this actually happen?
No, that was the dream I had while they were pulling me out of the wreck. Seen that car. He couldn't have traded it in on a Stanley steamer. The engine was in the back. Fenders had a worried expression. Headlights were looking at each other.
This court fines you $1,000 for destroying private property and for using city property for a parking lot, and orders you to pay for all the damages and claims of said property to Jim Harkins.
Windy old bird, ain't he?
I herewith revoke your permit to operate a parking lot. Next case.
Well, how unreasonable can you get, anyway?
Well, you had to go open up your big...
Look, don't speak to me anymore, ambulance chaser.
Well, what are you mad at me for?
You lost the case, didn't you? Why don't you do yourself a favor and bob your shingle, shyster?
And now Dave Rose and his Procter & Gamble Orchestra play 12th Street Rag.
Thank you, Dave Rose. I suppose one way to choose a washing product is to try them all. But believe me, that's a waste of time since Tide came along. Because Procter & Gamble's amazing Tide is different from anything else you can buy. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. Tide not only leaves your whole family wash free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film, too. Yet with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is safe. Truly safe for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens those soap-dulled colors. And white things? In hardest water. Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. In hardest water, too, Tide gives oceans of billowy suds. Suds that look and feel different as Tide itself. Of all the washing products known, only Tide gives you all this, the cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
A page from the Mean Little Kid's Diary.
Have you ever noticed that on the one morning that you can sleep late, that the city decides to tear up the streets, or Junior goes prowling around the house like he's on horseback? Well, let's look in on the Mean Little Kid and see what happened.
Boy, I sure is getting bored just laying here like this. I wonder why I always wake up before the rest of the family. Could it be that the Sandman hasn't been giving me my full quota? Well, I wish it was something to do for me to kill time while I decide to get up. See if there's anything under my pillow that I could play with. No, nothing interesting there. I could kill time by sucking me thumb. Oh, I just remembered. Now I'm going to put some medicine on me thumb to break me the habit. Of course, I could get up and wash it off, but then that requires soap and water, and there's no sense of getting drastic about it. I wonder why they sleep so late of a morning. It's almost getting daylight out. Oh, goodness. I can hardly keep my eyes open, but I wonder if it would be all right if I wake up the rest of the family. I could do it quietly, like putting a firecracker under each bed. That would start the day off with a bang, wouldn't it? Well, I think I'll crawl out of my little crib and look around. Mommy. Mommy, doll. Did you wait?
Junior, go back to bed. Go get in your crib and close the lid.
Mommy, open your eyes.
Junior, stop opening my eyes with your index finger and your thumb.
Mama, can I have a glass of water?
No.
Oh, why?
What do you want water for?
Well, I can't swallow my Dewey button without it.
Now, stop acting silly and go back to bed.
I can't. It's too dark and I'm afraid.
But you came here in the dark.
Yeah, but I kept my eyes closed and I didn't see how dark it was, see?
Oh, Junior, now you're going to keep on until you get me wide awake. Mother's tired. Go back to bed.
Now, look, I spend half of my little delinquent life right in bed, and I have to take a nap every afternoon, and I have to go to bed right after supper. A lot of times I go to bed before my supper, you know. And just last week, I guess I learned that you kept me in bed for a whole year after I was born. Why?
Because we didn't think the world was ready for you. Now, go back to bed.
No. Hey, Mommy. Guess what I got behind me back?
I don't want to guess what you got behind your back. What have you got?
My tongue. Hey, look, I'm going to let go of it.
Woo!
Boy, it snapped back just like a yo-yo.
Junior, for the last time, go back to bed. Now, it's only 6 o'clock.
Okay, sleepyhead. I never see such lazy people. I am back in bed. I think I have a pillow fight and beat myself over the head with a pillow. It's snowing. Indoors, too. Uh-oh, them feathers. I better hurry out and get a chicken to take the blame for this, boy. I second thought I could get the broom and sweep it out. And then again, what difference do it make? I'm going to get a whipping anyhow. I wonder if Namor's awake yet. Well, if she ain't, I got the feeling that she will be real soon. I fall over a chair.
Junior, is that you?
I don't know. It's so dark, I can't tell.
You hurt yourself?
Yes, I did.
That's a good boy.
leave. I'll go check in on that camel here now. It's locked. That old gal is a mind reader, boy. Here, let me out. Let me out. That's silly. I want in.
Junior, stop that. You went awake up the whole house?
Yeah. Can you give me a few tips?
Yes, I'll give you a tip. Get right back into your bed.
Boy, I ain't sleeping no more.
Well, we are. So go on back to bed.
No, well, I've been in bed so long that all my dreams are playing return engagements like Warner Brothers Pictures. Yeah, I'll go back to sleep if you'll fix me with a leg.
Well, what's the matter with your leg?
I stumbled over a chair. Would you rub some alcohol on it?
Oh, don't say that word. You'll waken your grandfather. Trying to get some sleep.
Yes.
He got in late last night.
I know. I heard the police siren. I hear Grandpa talking. Maybe he's sober enough to play with me.
For the last time, your grandfather doesn't drink.
Oh,
he's
no?
very tired.
Oh, yeah? I know. Last night, he come home tired to the gills.
I want you to look at your grandfather lying there. Does he look like he's been drinking?
I don't know. Could you take that lampshade off his head so I could get a better look? Where did he go last night, Emma?
He attended a lecture.
I mean before he came home.
Say now, look.
It's coming by carrier pigeon, right?
You keep on and I'm going to tell on you.
I'm going to tell why?
That you only eat the ice cream because you think the cone is made of cardboard.
Why, I did not.
Oh, no?
No.
Have you finished your ice cream, Sonny?
Yeah, here's your vase back. Hey, he's talking, Listen to him.
I can't hear him.
Well, wait, I'll fix it.
Junior, so stop pinching his nose.
I'm not pinching his nose. I'm trying to tune him in louder.
Junior, that's enough. Now you get right back to your bed.
Yes, ma'am.
Junior!
Yes, ma'am?
I want to know about slamming that door.
Oh, it's easy. Watch, you get short like that.
Junior!
Please, people are trying to sleep no more.
Junior, if you don't go back to your bed...
Look, Grandma, will you tell me a bedtime story?
Yes, dear. Yes, I will.
Okay.
I have a better one for you, wonderful game for you.
What is it?
Well, why don't you go and get into bed and pretend that a ship is there and that you're the captain.
Yeah.
And then close your eyes and you can see all your crew and sail blowing in the wind. And all around you will be the sea, green and foamy and untamed.
Do you really think I could see all that if I just lay in bed and close my
eyes? Why don't you try?
Okay, I will.
Well, Bernie, you're a genius. You ought to write a book on child psychology. Well, now we can all get some sleep. Oh, this bed feels so good and peaceful.
Nemo.
Why, Junior, what's wrong?
I'm seasick.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.